Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An airstrike in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo has destroyed a hospital supported by the international charity Doctors Without Borders, killing numerous people, including children. The fighting has left the country's ceasefire in shambles, with United Nations envoy Stephane de Mistura saying a so-called cessation of hostilities agreement is barely alive. The chairman of the UN Human Rights Task Force in Syria, Jan Eglin, joined de Mistura in urging Russia and the United States to help end the violence.
No one doubted the severity of the situation, and now no one is now uncertain about the consequences. So what I'm saying is that the lifeline to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people that have had hopes that things would really get better now, that lifeline may be broken.
Thursday's attack came amid a marked increase in violence in Aleppo, where nearly 200 were killed in the past week. Also Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned the attack on the hospital. International monitors have told the UN Security Council that violations of a tense ceasefire in eastern Ukraine between Kiev and Russian-backed rebels have reached alarming numbers not seen in months. Both sides blame the other for the violations. South Sudan's government and opposition officials say they are moving closer to forming a transitional government, which is now several months behind schedule. President Salva Kiir's spokesperson says the current cabinet will likely be dissolved any time now. This is VOA News.